Dr. Olivero is dictating for March the 1st, 2023, and the first patient is Victoriano Flores. Last name is F-L-O-R-E-S. The first name, V like in Victor, I, C like in Charlie, T, O, R like in Roger, I, A, N like in November, O, Victoriano. This is a clinical case of a 55-year-old Mexican male that is following the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 2. The patient comes for follow-up today. And we noticed that there was an increase in the serum creatinine from 1.3 to 1.9. The patient has not been taking Kerendia. The medications that he has been taking for a long time have not been changed. The patient is on amlodipine, clonidine, lisinopril, and metoprolol. In the urinalysis, this patient has a urine with a cloudy appearance, with traced ketones, 2+ protein with positive for leukocyte stearase, negative for white blood cells, negative for RBCs, squamous epithelial cells 6 to 10 and hyaline cast 6 to 10. Period. Ultrasound of the pelvis was done at the Manatee Diagnostic Center. On the 13th of February of 2023. And there was a normal blood except for a diffuse bladder wall thickening that may be due to chronic bladder outlet obstruction or cystitis. Interesting, the pre-void volume was 165 and the post-void bladder volume was 4. There is no retention. However, from time to time, the patient has difficulty urinating. There is mild prostatic enlargement with calcifications. The PSA is normal. Period. Taking into consideration that I cannot explain the drastic change in the GFR, I'm going to refer him to GU for them to evaluate the urinary bladder. On the other hand, I am going to repeat the CMP in about 3 weeks to see whether or not there is too much variation in the kidney function. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been under control. The hemoglobin A1C is 6. Arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today, the blood pressure is 130/79. The patient has lost 8 pounds of body weight. A lipid panel, following number lipid panel. The patient has a cholesterol of 124 with an HDL of 47 and LDL of 59 with triglycerides of 99. It's a perfect lipid panel. magnesium is 2.2 with the normal limits. Phosphorus is 4.8 with the normal limits. Following number, the protein creatinine ratio is 177 milligrams per gram of creatinine. In summary, there is a deterioration of the kidney function that is difficult to explain. It's not induced by any medication, because these medications have been present for a lengthy period of time. On the other hand, the changes in the pelvic ultrasound with thickening of the urinary bladder could produce any obstruction, and for that reason we are referring him to Dr. Onishi. O-N-Y-S-H-I. Re-evaluation in a month. I spent 12 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.